But first, it is Economics 101, supply and demand. We know pressure on the supply side means higher prices to meet demand. And that, says Greg Haas of energy sector analyst Stratus Advisors, is one of the main reasons we're about to see the summer gasoline prices at their highest in 4 years. It's a sign, he says, of a global economy that's doing well.
Now, if you're remembering fondly the much lower gas prices from just a couple of years ago, you might be interested in what changed. OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, made up of Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Venezuela, decided the market was flooded with too much supply, so they basically turned off the faucet. They let oil production fall, which cut supply, and meanwhile, demand went up worldwide.
Back in the 70s, 80s, or even the 90s, that might have been the whole story, but not today. Oh, and even though they're not part of OPEC at all, this story still finds a way to include Russia. Haas explains.
There's a three-way race right now between Russia, the U.S., and Saudi Arabia to become seen as and deliver to the world the greatest amounts of crude oil and refined products to the globe. So Russia and Saudi Arabia are kind of dancing as number one and number two on an annualized basis. But believe it or not, the United States, with roughly 4 million barrels a day of refined products being exported, and with at times more than 2.3 million barrels a day of crude oil being exported as well, we're helping keep the wheels of the energy industry moving. And we very well could become a major exporter in our own right, taking on the second or even top role within a couple years.
But that competition is playing a role in this.
Absolutely. So the competition between the three major incremental providers, Russia, Saudi Arabia, ourselves, even Iran comes into play, and Kuwait comes into play as incremental sources of major new supply that can either be restricted and keep prices high or can come into the market and drive prices lower.
Do war-torn countries like Syria play any role in this in terms of just destabilizing that region?
Of course. So anytime there's geopolitical uncertainty, and certainly war is one of those problems that drive prices higher, the uncertainty follows the announcements or the perceptions of war, and then the price reaction follows the perceptions. So with concerns about war, we can definitely see restrictions of supply, perhaps, in Syria, in Libya, for instance, years ago. All these interruptions can be physically interrupting the supply of crude, or it can be financially influencing the perception of risk and therefore drive prices up.
So looking forward, what can we expect? Are we going to continue to see these rising prices? Are we going to be paying $5 at the pump soon?
Well, $5 would be surely, I think we've got a lot of room to go on that.
Yeah.
Stratus Advisors forecasts roughly about a 10-cent rise on average for the West Coast between the first quarter and the second quarter in wholesale gasoline prices. Now, local conditions will vary, and certainly there is what we call balkanization out there in the California markets. For instance, you know, certain regions have very specific gasoline blends needed and produced by relatively few refineries in order to make the stringent air quality rules they've set up for their markets. Not all markets in the West Coast follow that, and that's why we don't see a tremendous rise. But to get from, say, $2 to $3 where we're at right now, at least in Houston, to the $5 range, that's almost inconceivable to us.
All right. Greg Haas is the Integrated Energy Director at Stratus Advisors. Greg, thank you so much for the time today.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.